My name is Bar Asada. I'm an American of Palestinian descent, and my identity is I'm from Champaign-Urbana. In terms of the importance of a ceasefire and why I'm advocating for a ceasefire, especially here in the Urbana City Council and with Urbana in general, is because we're watching one of the greatest humanitarian disasters come apart here in our, like, in this century. There's been over 30,000 people who have been at this point killed, and countless more others who have been injured. And the reason why I think it's important for us in Urbana-Champaign to stand up for it and to call for a ceasefire is because it's actually affecting a lot of the community members here personally. For me, it's affecting my family. My mom has family back in Gaza. She's actually from there, and that's where my grandmother was from, and my grandpa was as well. And that's where they met. And at this point, we have family there, and we've gotten to hear, because they're from the north side of Gaza, and we've gotten to hear how they've had to move from the north to the middle to Khan Yunis, down south now to what's been talked about a lot on the news, Rafah. And we could hear the fear in their voices as they're not able to eat often, don't know how they're going to feed their kids, don't know when they're going to die, and as they send us the text messages that's like, oh, we don't know if we're going to see you again. And when we tell them, oh, we feel bad, we don't know what to do, they tell us, be strong. And it's kind of funny when somebody who's being attacked with bombs tells you to be strong. But it emphasizes that we also have a role to play in this conflict. And for us specifically, for the amount of tax dollars that they've sent, for each Urbana resident, or Champaign-Urbana resident, it's around like $34 per person. That means each of us is contributing something to it. And a ceasefire doesn't mean that you're supporting one side. It basically means you're saying, hey, let's just put down all the weapons and let's have a discussion. Let's see what we could do to move forward. And in this case, that's the best thing that we could do at this point to make sure that all the civilians are protected, no matter on what side. All civilians, all hostages, and at the same time to ensure that we could take the right steps for a better future. Because you can't sit down at a negotiating table while you're actively in a war. That's not usually how you end up getting a long-term lasting peace, especially if you're trying to get something out of it or have a resolution to it. So I think even though I have personal connections to it, there are also countless others here in the community who also have family in Gaza and have been directly impacted by it. And for those who aren't, there's a lot of them who have friends or families who are. They might be your neighbors, they might be your friends, they might be your colleagues. Lots of people we know are being affected by it. And here in the Champaign-Urbana community, we have a lot of history. Lincoln's visited this place multiple times throughout the years. And then we're taught here in the Champaign-Urbana school district that, oh, we need to follow the examples of leaders such as MLK, Malcolm X, Gandhi. And it's not we saw how at those times, even though what they're fighting for, everybody's like, oh, that's easy, that's right. Why didn't everybody fight for it? We're witnessing it now here in 2024.